Brothers are managing in the heat, inshallah. We'll try and keep it short tonight, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Last night we had commenced with Suratul Anfal. And the reason behind the revelation of this particular surah, or at least the opening verses of the surah, was that after the Battle of Badr, there was some difference of opinion amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum with regard to how the booty should be distributed. Those younger Sahaba who had stood on the front lines and had sacrificed and had put themselves in danger's way felt that the majority of the Mali Ghanima, the booty should come to them. Then there was a group that had taken it upon themselves to be very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to protect him physically in the battle. They felt that because of their efforts, they should get a major portion of the booty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ, that, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they ask you regarding the booty. قُلْ الْأَنْفَالُ لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, say to them very clearly that the distribution of the booty belongs to Allah and His Rasul. They will decide. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, so have taqwa, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and rectify matters amongst yourselves. In other words, you should want best for the next person, and you should not now fall into dispute and argument regarding this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala details how He sent His assistance to the Muslims in the Battle of Badr. فَلَمْ تَقْتُلُوهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ قَتَلَهُمْ, that it was not you that killed them, but Allah assisted you in killing them. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ, and it was not you that fired those arrows. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى, but Allah directed the arrows. And verse after verse, Allah shows His assistance that He sent to the Muslims in this battle. The gist of the matter is, leave the distribution of the booty of the ghanimat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, in the opening verse of the 10th juz, which we heard tonight, Allah now mentions clearly how this wealth should be distributed. Whenever there is any war, any battle that is fought in Islam, and the Muslims are victorious, and there are some possessions that they now take hold of, how will this be distributed? Allah says, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا غَنِمْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَأَنَّ لِلَّهِ خُمُسَهُ وَلِلْرَسُولِ وَلِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. Allah says that whenever you come into possession of any ghanima, any booty, then one-fifth should be set aside for Allah and His Rasul. In other words, one-fifth will go to the Baytul Mal, the national treasury. And how will this one-fifth then, or who will be the recipients of this one-fifth? Allah says, the close relatives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the orphans, the destitute, those who are travelers and they run out of provisions. In other words, it will be used for the upliftment of the society and community. So this is one-fifth. The remaining four-fifths will be distributed amongst the mujahideen. Those who fought in that particular battle, those who took part in that battle, they will now take four-fifths, and this will be distributed equally amongst them. Yes, there is one provision that has been made. From the hadith we understand that mujahid who brought along a horse in the battle, so because of the extra assistance, he has come together with his conveyance, he will secure two shares, and that person who was a foot soldier will secure one share. But other than this, whether you fought on the front lines, or whether you were towards the rear, or whether you were merely part of the reinforcements, but you were part of that army, that battle, then you will share in this four-fifths that are left behind. So this is how the booty will be distributed. And very, very interestingly, recently there was a group of ulama and businessmen that had visited Afghanistan. And on their return, they mentioned that one of the questions they posed to the mujahideen who they met was that whenever you came into possession of any booty, how was it distributed? And they then confirmed that they distributed it exactly according to this verse. One-fifth went to the national treasury, and four-fifths were given to those who took part in that battle. In fact, the one person that they had spoken to, he detailed to them what he received. Three vehicles came to him, one Humvee, and certain weapons that had come to him. When they asked him, that what did you do with these three vehicles? He said, I had no need for it, so I sent it back to the Baytul Mal. So it had come to them, but they gave it back, and they left it for the betterment of the country and the people. So this is the distribution of the mali ghanimat, of the booty that the Muslims will come into possession of. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala details why did the Quraysh of Makkah lose the battle of Badr. What was the primary reason for their loss in Badr? Remember, at this time, the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarrama were enjoying bounties upon bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were in Makkah, they were in a safe place. Alladhi at'amahum min ju'. Allah speaks about His bounties upon the Quraysh. Allah had fed them and saved them from hunger. Because the Baytullah was the central point, and therefore caravans would come, traders would come, travelers would come, fruit from different areas would be brought to Makkah Mukarrama on the back of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah fed them, Allah gave them the spring of Zamzam to drink from. Wa amanahum min khawf. Allah kept them safe from any fears that they may have had. The haram of Makkah Mukarrama, the ruling from that time was that no warfare was allowed within the precincts of the haram. So the Quraysh had respected this, and the other Arab tribes also respected this ruling. So many bounties and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they enjoyed, yet in the battle of Badr, they were completely defeated. So the reason for this Allah mentions, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَكُ مُغَيِّرًا نِعْمَةً أَنْعَمَهَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will never change the condition of any group. In other words, when Allah showers His bounties upon a group of people, Allah will never take this away from them until they change their own condition. In other words, through their ingratitude, their disbelief, and they directed their worship to other than Allah, it was because of them changing the conditions themselves. They now earned the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is why Allah took away His bounties from them, and Allah brought about this defeat. So this particular verse, although it was revealed regarding the people of Badr, or the Quraysh of Makkah, but the purport and the meaning of the verse continues to apply. When Allah showers a person with His bounties, His blessings, His favors, then Allah will not just snatch this away or take it away without any reason. But when a person now becomes ungrateful, he does not use that bounty correctly, he does not appreciate the bounty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take this away from him. Nevertheless, thereafter we commenced with Surah At-Tawbah. And we have mentioned this before also, but when we are making our tilawat and we come across Surah At-Tawbah, then we will notice in the Quran, there is no basmala, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, is not written at the beginning of this particular surah. And the remaining 113 surahs of the Quran all have Bismillah written at the beginning. Three reasons have been mentioned by Mufassirin. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah says that the simple reason for Bismillah not being placed here is that when this surah was revealed, then Bismillah was not revealed with it. Every other surah, before commencing the surah, Jibreel alayhi salam would recite Bismillah, and then the first verse would be recited. But this particular surah, he did not do so. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam instructed that Bismillah should not be written here. So this is the first reason. The second reason that some mufassirin, some commentators have mentioned, is that Surah At-Tawbah, although it is placed in the Quran as a separate surah, but in reality, it is merely a continuation of Surah Al-Anfal, which came before it. It is as though this is part two of Surah Al-Anfal. Therefore, the Bismillah in the beginning of Surah Al-Anfal suffices, and there is no need for another Bismillah here. And the third reason, which has to do with the meaning of this particular surah and the details behind its revelation, is that this surah was an announcement to the mushrikeen that any pact, any agreement, any treaty that we had with you prior to this or up till this point is now null and void. And now if we wish to attack you, we are allowed to attack you, we are allowed to fight, and we are allowed to wage war against you. So the entire circumstances surrounding the revelation of the surah was with regard to warfare, was with regard to opposing the mushrikeen. And therefore it was not befitting that Bismillah be put at the beginning, because Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim invokes the mercy of Allah, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this surah is all about warfare, about waging war against the enemies of Allah. That is why Bismillah was not mentioned. So these three reasons generally have been mentioned by Mufassirin. Just one more verse and we'll terminate. After the battle of Badr, Abbas radiallahu anhumah was captured by the Muslims. He was not yet a Muslim at that time. Some say that he had accepted Islam, but secretly. So his Islam was not known. Nevertheless, he had fought on the side of the mushrikeen, the side of the Quraysh. When he was captured after Badr, Some Sahaba radiallahu anhum started to taunt him and say to him that look at what we have done for our people. What have you done? So they began to mock at him and taunt him in this way. And then Ali radiallahu anhu said to him that, oh Abbas, alakum mahasin, tell me that you Quraysh, is there any goodness to be found in you? That every wrong under the sun, every act of transgression you have done, you have waged war against your own family members, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So alakum mahasin, is there any goodness left in you? Any good attributes that you have? Abbas radiallahu anhu replied that we the Quraysh, na'muru masajid Allah wa na'muru al-masjid al-haram. We are the caretakers of the Masjid al-Haram, of Baytullah. This is our selling point. This is the attribute that we take pride in. So why are you asking, is there any goodness in us? We stand very proudly by this, that we are the caretakers of the Masjid al-Haram, and we give the Hujjaj water to drink from the well of Zamzam. When he said this, then this verse was revealed, that merely looking after al-Masjid al-Haram, physically taking care of it, has no benefit and no virtue if it is without iman. Ma kana lil mushrikeen, Allah says, it is not correct for those who ascribe partners to Allah to claim that they are the caretakers of the masajid Allah, of the houses of Allah. Shahidina ala anfusihim bil kuf, and at the same time they testify that they have disbelieved in Allah. Ulaika habitat a'maluhum, whatever good actions they think they may have done will all be null and void on the day of Qiyamah. وَفِي النَّارِهُمْ خَالِدُونَ, and they will dwell forever and ever in the fire of Jahannam. So they cannot claim any virtue or any honor on account of being caretakers of al-Masjid al-Haram when they have kufr in their lives. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, what are the qualities of those who are the true caretakers of the masajid? Those who are regarded as the true trustees of any masjid, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ, Allah says, those who look after the masajid of Allah, أَمَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ, those who have iman in Allah, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, they believe in the last day, in Qiyamah, وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ, they themselves establish salah. They are not just trustees or caretakers in name, but they themselves establish salah in the masjid. وَآتَ الزَّكَاةِ, they discharge their zakat. And the most important point, وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, they do not fear anyone besides Allah. Every decision of theirs with regard to the masajid, with regard to the amanat that they are have been placed in charge of, is done with the fear, the khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulaika an yakunu min al-muhtadin, Allah says, those are the ones who are rightly guided. And then Allah says, then how can you equate the giving of water to the hujjaj and the upliftment of the al-masjid al-haram or the cleaning of the al-masjid al-haram, how can you equate this to these sahaba who brought iman in Allah in the last day, and they made jihad in the path of Allah? La yastawuna inda Allah. Although the Baytullah holds great significance, it is the house of Allah, but your taking care of the Baytullah can never ever be equated with the jihad of these sahaba. They sacrificed their lives, their wealth, their time, and everything that they knew and that they grew up in Makkah Mukarramah, they sacrificed all of this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, their virtue is by far greater than any virtue or any honor that you may claim. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.